very real but very sad three words are used by Christians. I cannot. And you can put in a festive, if you don't want three words, then you can just make them two. And you can say, I can't. Again and again, you'll hear Christians. And of course, I'm talking about us. I'm talking about you and me. The real people. We have this I can't attitude, I can't mentality. And that I can't mentality, I can't confession comes out on a regular basis. When? After we have given our hearts to the Lord. I really love the Lord, but I just can't stop gossiping. I really love Jesus, but I can't control my anger. I know God, but I can't stop myself from becoming proud. I know God and I love Jesus, but I can't. I've tried again and again, and I can't stop showing off. I can't stop drawing attention to me. I can't stop worrying. I can't stop throwing fits. I can't stop becoming a selfish, greedy person. I can't. And these are the confessions, not of unbelievers. These are the confessions of believers. There's a simple reason for that. And that's, although the sins are forgiven, the nature, the problem of heart has not been dealt with. But instead of, like Isaiah, instead of realizing what that problem is, and instead of coming fresh before God and saying, God, I surrender this problem to you, what we do is we try to tame and control that problem, trying to control that in our own way. I can't stop. I can't. So I'm really going to discipline myself. And I'm going to read the Bible 10 times a day. Well, fine. You can read it 100 times a day. But let me guarantee you, that's not going to stop you from what you're struggling with. Because at the end of the day, that is your selfish effort to control the problem in a selfish way. You can read the Bible in a selfish way. Well, I'm going to go and sit in the church for 6 hours every day. And I'm going to buy the devotionals. And I'm going to attend all the seminars. And I'm going to buy all the CDs and cassettes. And I'm going to really beat this problem now. And I come and I begin to discipline myself. And I begin to practice some of those things that I feel will give me some kind of a victory that will set me free from this I can't. But the more I try, the more I struggle. And that's the testimony of the Apostle Paul there. The very thing that I want to do and the very thing I really, you know, desire to do in my heart, you know, I end up doing exactly the opposite. And what a wretched man I am, he says. And that's what us Christians do. Some of the things that happen in our lives at that stage. The Bible says that I can't is the carnal Christian state. Carnal Christian. And carnal Christians make a carnal church. Carnal simply means physical. Physical as opposed to spiritual. Trying to solve your problems in the physical, instead of letting the spiritual impact the physical. trying to discipline physically, trying to discipline outwardly, trying to be religious externally, trying to be professional Christians outside. And that is a religious mentality. A religion may change you from outside, but the Spirit of Jesus will change you from inside. And our tendency is to try and fix our problem from outside. We try and fix other people's problems from outside. The very church that I'm part of and some of you are part of here, we had a boys and girls hostel in India. The very purpose of this hostel was to have unbelieving kids, boys and girls, come and study there. And Pastor Premdas probably knows this place where it is. It's closed down now, and it's quite sad. You know why it was closed down? They had hundreds, literally thousands of students come in and out of this place. But on an annual basis, the management of this school, who were godly people, they would assess these students, and they would say, we are going to kick this boy out of the school and send him back to his village, and that's because his mouth smells like smoking. That girl, she is so misbehaving, some love letters have been found in her suitcase. Or that boy there, we have found him going and stealing some bread from the kitchen. Or that boy there, you know, look at his hairstyle. Look at that, and look at that, look at that. External things. Try to fix the problem externally rather than allowing God to work inside and then let that change come outside. When the inside changes, the inside change will just simply not stay inside. It will just bubble out. And it's like the circles that go, the ripples that grow, that change will come outside and even go beyond that. And it will touch the others. And that's what the Word of God says. There were two trees in the garden, we said. The tree that produces the fruit of religion. The tree that produces the fruit of knowledge and good and evil obliges us to come under the law. And Jesus says that I have not come to destroy that law. I have come to give fulfillment to that law. Does that mean that we are not under Ten Commandments now? No, that doesn't mean that at all. What that means is that Ten Commandments now have been revealed to us in a different dynamic altogether. They don't remain sets of do's and don'ts for us. They become the very extension of our personality. We do not drink, not because book tells us not to drink. We do not drink because our heart has been touched by God, and God, our agenda is to please Him. That's why we don't do certain things. Not because it's in the Nazarene book of, you know, rules. That's not an issue. As a matter of fact, many times my leader comes to me and says, have you read that special rule in the church? Yes, yes, yes. Why don't you? Yes, that's fine. I don't live my life, or I don't do or do certain things because book tells me to do that or not do that. I have come to realize that sin not just breaks God's law. It breaks God's heart. And so I don't look at sin, literally so to speak, as breaking a rule as much as I see it as breaking someone's heart who loves me deeply. It offends him. It saddens him. And that's what happened to Isaiah here. He came to realize that I've been trying to good. I'm even preaching. I'm doing all the dynamic stuff here. But everything seems to be external. I'm hollow inside. There is something in me that needs to change. There is something in me that radically needs to be uprooted. There is something on my heart that has this greater power on me, and that is my sinful nature. That sinful nature, God needs to shatter its power over me. So I said, oh,